to lead us into a worship time. And in the morning, there will be the waiting room for signings will be open at 6:30 a.m. so that anyone who wants to go to a prayer meeting at 7, you will be able to do that if you sign in. And if you want to not go to the prayer meeting but join in for breakfast, if you go in at 8, there'll be others that you could share breakfast with. But at 9 a.m., everyone will be into the main session. So please, if you've not signed up for 7 prayer meeting or 8 for a breakfast chat, please sign in before 9, because I'll be giving some very important announcements and you really don't want to miss them because you could just be lost. So I think that's all I've got to say at the moment. So handing over to Sarah and Jose. Jose.
I can't unmute.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's looking terrified.
Yeah. I'm petrified. This is much worse than being there. Anyway, what's happening here? I've got something in front of something else. The host has spotlighted your video for everyone.
Yeah.
Right. Unmute myself. I've already unmuted, aren't I?
You're there. You're ready. We're ready for you.
Are you ready for me? Very good. Yeah. I'm not ready for you, but I'll do my best. Good evening, church. And welcome to Virtual Foundations 13. One God. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat May shalom. I start with one verse, a very important verse, which I'm sure you will all recognize. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Or more literally, Shema Israel, Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh Echad. Hearken, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Plural, but one. And again, in the New Testament, there is no God but one, 1 Corinthians 8:4. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all, Ephesians 4:6. For there is one God, 1 Timothy 2:5. And so in our case, Shema Kehila Foundations, Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh Echad. Then in verse 5 we have, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Jesus called this the first commandment and the greatest, saying, Lord, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, Matthew 22:37. First John is a great outworking of this, don't you think? For example, it says, this is agape love for God, to keep his commands. And if anyone keeps his word, love for God is truly made complete in him. And note that Deuteronomy 6:5 says, with all your heart, soul, and strength, or might, or exceedingly. But Jesus chose to emphasize mind, with all your mind. And the Greek word is dianoia. It means mind as the faculty of understanding. This is its primary meaning, the primary meaning of the word. Could it be, do you think, that Jesus knew that the battle is for the control of the mind? Make sure then that you're no longer conformed to the ruling spirit of this world, but that you are transformed by the renewing of your mind. Of your what? Of your mind. Why? How else are you going to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect? No one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2:11. And that is the Spirit who indwells us, each one of us. So let's make sure our minds are under the control of the Spirit of God. In other words, that we are filled with His Spirit. It's a command. Be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. It's our decision, and one we were unable to make before His amazing grace came upon us. But now that we can, now that we are a new creation, let's choose the ways of the Spirit so that we can indeed love the Lord our God with all our mind. Remember, the word is dianoia, meaning mind as the faculty of understanding. And also the Hebrew Shema itself, it carries this meaning of understanding so that you can take action, the correct action, i.e. listen, understand, so that you can obey. And what does the proverb say? Proverbs 4:7, though it costs all you have, get understanding. Why? Because it's knowledge of the Holy One. That is understanding. Proverbs 9:10. It is wisdom, and blessed is he who finds it. Proverbs 3:13. That is why the Lord says, let no man boast in his own shrewdness or strength or riches, but in that he understands and knows me. Jeremiah 9:23-24. Let's do our best then to present ourselves to God as those approved. Workers who have no need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. Especially in these days of apostasy when churches are quickly falling away from God's word. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? What are the foundations? The authority of Scripture, God's Word. Isn't this a foundations conference? Without the knowledge of the original, how will we recognize the counterfeit? Paul tells us in Romans 11:25 that he does not want us to become wise in our own opinion. For this is the essence of conceit. Ignorance of God's word produces arrogance. God expects us to study his word so we can know him and his way of doing things. Chris Hill puts it like this in the latest edition of The Sword. Quote, if we are uncertain about the truth of the teaching we're receiving, we can easily be led up the garden path. And that could be very costly in terms of our relationship with the Lord, unquote. Now, no matter how handsome the garden, make sure its path leads to a better relationship with the Lord. Be a good Berean. Examine the Scriptures. Let's pray together, shall we? Father, we thank you that by your amazing grace, you have given of your Holy Spirit to each one of us, your seal of ownership, a deposit guaranteeing what is to come, and enabling us to understand the things you have freely given us. Help us, Father, by your Spirit, to study your word. What worship that is. Knowing that it is all God-breathed, authoritative, inerrant, and sufficient, and therefore useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, that we may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Let us not forget that the Bible is a Jewish book, and that any text must be read in context and together with co-texts, that we may understand what it was that the writers meant when they wrote it in under your inspiration. The secret things belong to you, Father. But thank you for what you decided to reveal. For those things belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all of your words. We proclaim with the psalmist that we will not neglect your word. May your word dwell in us richly, for it truly is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. Blessed indeed are they that walk accordingly, according to your word, and seek you with all their hearts. For you are our King and Redeemer, El Shaddai, the first and the last. Apart from you, there is no God. So help us, Lord, dear Abba Father, to seek you with all our hearts this weekend, for we ask it in the name of Yeshua, the Word, the name above all names. Amen. Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here. I think.
You're right.
Is that all right? Can you hear me? Oh. I don't know if anybody can hear me.
No, they can't. They can't.
Yes, we can hear you, Sarah.
You can. Thank you, David.
Okay.
Thank you, Jose. That was a lot of deep stuff to take in.
Well, it's a good start.
It's a very good start. I want to bring something a little bit different, but first of all, I want to say how wonderful it is that we're all together. Do you know, it's, I just think that God's timing in all this has been totally extraordinary. This time, I think last year we got together, it was the beginning of April, and this year it happens to be now, and now is time probably right in the middle of our lockdown period. And I can think that a lot of you probably haven't had the opportunity to see friends, to family, to even have a hug from anybody. So it's so special to be able to do this. And Steve, really, we, on behalf of everybody, thank you so much for your God-given idea and how you've initiated it and how it's coming together. So it is coming together really well, and I really want to thank you, and I'm sure all of us would say the same thing. Welcome to, I don't know how many of you haven't been to Foundations Conference before, but for those of you that haven't, we're so glad that you're with us. And although, you know, hopefully we'll see you again at another one that is hands-on, and we can actually touch each other and hug each other and speak to each other. But it is a special time, and for all of us as a Foundation family, I think this is an incredible interlude in the middle of a very dark time for all of us, and especially those that live alone and just feel really, really isolated. So Steve, we're hugely grateful. I would like, if I may, just to give a personal testimony of something that happened really quite recently. In our garden, we used to have a pond, and for personal reasons, I didn't want it to be there anymore. So Jose got rid of it, we got rid of the water, we gave our fish to somebody or other else, and it was emptied, and we got rubble put in it. And this was a few years ago, and it's actually taken a while for it to get filled up with rubble. And finally, towards the end of February, Jose managed to gravel it all, and it looks absolutely great. And something that I love to do in the morning, when it's a lovely morning, I love to go out quite early and just spend time in the garden with the Lord. It's, for me, it's a very precious time. And the first morning was a nice morning after the pond had been graveled over. I went and I stood where the pond was. And I looked around the garden, and it was new. I'd never stood there before. And the Lord spoke to me. And I felt that he was saying, now this actually was just before COVID came to Europe. It was when it was in Asia and, you know, we were quite worried about whether it was come over to Europe. And it was just before that. And I felt the Lord say to me, I want you to see things from a different perspective now, from my perspective. And I really didn't know what he was saying. But the word that stuck in my heart was perspective. And over these last couple of months, I really have been looking at this terrible time, but trying to see it from the perspective that he's been showing me. And of course, there's, you know, there are all sorts of ideas of what God is doing, what he's saying. And of course, we can see his hand of judgment. We can see his hand, that lovely prayer that Kit spoke at the beginning with repentance, which of course we need to do personally. And also, I think, on behalf of our nation, big time. But God has been showing me so many good things that he's doing at this time. You know, God has, and we pray for his compassion and his mercy to each one of us in this. But I can see so much good that God is doing. I think he's bringing families together. We're having time on our own without rushing about. We're having time with each other. There's just so much that God is doing and so many things that he's been showing me. I think I've written a few things down here. It's time, I think, you know, where we've been challenged. We've had time for God to challenge us, to strengthen us, and, you know, to pray for his wisdom and his mercy. You know, I can see that families are beginning to get closer, maybe forgive each other. There's so much that God is doing, and I think if we can try and concentrate a little bit on that and what he's doing in our lives would be really helpful. The scripture that I've been living with, and I think actually Steve mentioned it earlier, was that really came to me quite a while ago, was that the scripture from Haggai, that I will shake the nations and then the desired of all nations will come. And what a wonderful thought. And I think God is shaking the world big time. And we are so blessed, you know. We as Christians, we have the rock to stand on. We have Jesus. We have a strong tower to run into, the name of the Lord. And these are things that many people don't have. We know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. You know, when everybody's world is falling apart because the things of the world are the things that they're hoping in and the things that sustain them. And that's not for us. We know that we can be sustained by Jesus. We know that when Jesus is all we have, Jesus is all we need. And we need to rest in that and stand in that. And that is our hope. And the desired of all nations will come. He will walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death. He is walking with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And if we can all, during this time when we're going to be learning, you know, a lot about, you know, very deep and deep things, but to try also and just to remember who we are in Christ and who he is for us. And, you know, when we walk in obedience, we can stand on and we can claim the promises of Psalm 91. But we need to be obedient. We need to be following in his ways. We need to pray for his mercy and for his compassion, not for us just alone, but for the world, for our nation. You know, this. I think one of the greatest things that I can see that God is doing in this time, you know, people are turning to him in their thousands. I heard of a website or somebody that I trust in that I was listening to the other day. And he was saying that in one day, 500,000 people went to websites of looking for God. And I think this is a time when people see that the world has nothing to offer. There's no hope. They're going to come to know the Lord. And if that is the reason he's doing this, well, what an amazing thing. I've got a couple of things that I just wanted to read to you. A couple of things that I found. I read yesterday morning in one of the journals or prayer books that I read, and it really blessed me, and I hope it will bless you. This is things that I feel that we can really thank God for. So we thank you for the power that you have given us to grasp unseen things. We thank you for the strong sense that we have that this is not our eternal home. We thank you for restless hearts which nothing finite can satisfy. We thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to fill our hearts. We thank you for all human love and goodness that speak to us of you. You know, we see so many people that the NHS, the way that people are coming together to serve, our neighbours are doing shopping for us. You know, it brings the best out of many people. And that, I think, is a wonderful thing. And we thank him for the fullness of his glory poured out in Jesus Christ. There's so much in amidst all this and any fear that might grip us and the seriousness of what it is to thank God for. And there's just one, the last thing is there's a little poem that I came across, which I thought was quite beautiful and pertinent. I revel in your beauty and I celebrate your peace. And as I'm obedient, I find such sweet relief. I'm passionate to please you and lift my life of praise. So I'll smile at the dark tomorrow and sanctify my days. Every climbing upward, ever climbing upward and reaching for a star, I know no sense of loneliness, for I know where you are. You're living in my ransomed soul, you're filling every day. So I'll lose myself in loving, and I'll give myself away. I revel in your presence and I celebrate your grace. And I want to stay forever and look into your face. But now it's time for serving and I need to do my part. So go with me, Lord Jesus, and fill my needy heart. And just to finish, you know, there are so many things that even though we're at home on our own, that each one of us can do little things. You know, somebody came yesterday morning and bought me a bunch of flowers and over the garden fence. And there are a lot of things that one endeavours to do to encourage people. So I encourage you to, I'm sure all of you do, to give yourself away and serve in the little ways that we're able to in this time. So bless you all. May it be a wonderful time, a fun-filled time. And above everything, just grow closer and closer to our Jesus, our Yeshua. Amen. I think we passed you on now, is that right? To John and Diane, and their leaders in worship. Bless you, both of you.
Thank you. I think I'm unmuted, is that right?
Yeah, you're okay, Diane.
Okay, bless you. Thank you so much for all the work you're doing, guys. It was lovely, Sarah. Thank you. And it's unusual, isn't it, but to be singing when we're not all singing together. But what I was thinking was it's a unique opportunity for us to be singing and looking at the Lord for ourselves to the audience of one, because we can just look at him, and in him is our refuge and strength, as has just been said. Where would we be without him at this time? And he's just worthy of all our praise. So we can celebrate that in him we have no fear. He keeps us. He keeps us safe. So we're going to start with Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. And during this, the times that we have of worship, if anybody does have a word from the Lord, or a scripture or anything else, you need to put your hand, do the raise hand button, and we'll do our best to notice. Okay.
Before you start, we haven't got the right screen showing.
Okay. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you're our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? Thank you, Lord. Okay, is that it now? Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay. Praise the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And enemies and foes attack me, and evil men advance against me. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. My confidence is that God, you are here, inspiring life, hope and strength. I will wait for you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? For in the day when trouble comes, I am safe in his dwelling. He shelters me within his tent and sets me high above the Lord. My head will then be lifted up above the enemies around me. His tents will ring with shouts of joy, his songs and music will ring. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my stronghold of my life. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid?
For in the day,
for in the day when trouble comes, I am safe in his dwelling. He shelters me within his tent and sets me high upon a rock. My head will then be lifted up above the enemies around me. His tents will ring with shouts of joy, with songs and music to hear. The Lord is my light and my salvation. My salvation, whom shall I be afraid? Of whom shall I be afraid?
Yeah! Praise the Lord! Of whom shall I be afraid? Indeed. He is our light and our salvation. He's worthy to be praised. Holy, holy, holy. There's no one like you, God. There's no one like you. We worship you.
Holy, 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 there's no one like you, God. Holy, 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 there's no one like you, God. Who is like you in all creation? Who is like you in all the earth? Who is like you in perfect goodness? Holy, holy, holy are you, God. Who can stand in your presence brighter than the blazing sun? Yet you are calling, come and adore me. Come and enjoy me, Lord, I come. Holy, 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 there's no one like you, God. Holy, 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 there's no one like you, God. Who is like you in all creation? Who is like you in all the earth? Who is like you in perfect goodness? Resting in your new creation, laying down all I possess, Lord, I glory in the perfection of your love and righteousness. Holy, 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 there is no one like you, God. Holy, 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 there is no one like you, God. Who is like you in all creation? Who is like you in all the earth? Who is like you in perfect goodness? Holy, holy, holy are you, God. Faultless in all your ways, wisdom beyond compare. Faithful your words are truth, stand forever. On the cross, perfect love, winning us back to you. Holy, holy, holy are you, God.
Faultless.
Faultless in all your ways, wisdom beyond compare. Faithful your words are true, stand forever. On the cross, perfect love, leading us back to you. Holy, holy, holy are you, God. Holy, 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 there is no one like you, God. Holy, 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 there is no one like you, God. You are the author of creation. You are the maker of the earth. You are the radiant force of goodness. Holy, holy, holy are you, God. Holy, holy, holy are you, God.
Praise the Lord, that's wonderful, absolutely marvellous. How great is our God! He does know all things, as Sarah and husband, Yose, isn't it? I never get the word right, said, He is great, He is one. And He knows what's going on, we don't. He's got time in His hands. He's got everything in His hands, and He is great. How great is our God!
The splendor of the King, clothed clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to hide. Trembles at his voice. Trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we see how great, how great is our God. How great, how great, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great. God, and all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, time is in his hands, beginning and the end. Beginning and the end, the Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, hallelujah. How great, how great.
People who are beginning to turn to you because of this coronavirus situation. How great you are, Lord. You know everything. Everything is in your hands. Time is in your hands. All this is in your hands, Lord. You're using it for good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are a good, good Father. We can trust you. Trust you to hold us when we don't understand. We look to you, Lord. We look to you, Father, because we know that you're good.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. And I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. You are perfect. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, all this love so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Be so unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love, love, love. You're a good, who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. You are just perfect. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Thank you, Father, that you have brought us home.
we belong to you, and you have made us fit to be with you. You've cleansed us, you've delivered us, you've taken away our guilt and shame, and given us the righteousness that belongs to your Son. And we are forever grateful, and we will worship you and give thanks to you and honour you forever.
Yes, Lord. He's our rock and our redeemer.
Greatest treasure of my longing soul. My God, like you there is no other. True delight is found in you alone. Your grace, a well too deep to fathom. Your love exceeds the heaven's reach. Your truth, a fount of perfect wisdom. My highest good and my unending need. My weary heart, my sword to fight the cruel deceiver, and my shield against his hateful darts. My song when enemies surround me, when tides of sorrows rise, my joy when trials are abounding, my faithfulness, my refuge in the dark. Gracious Saviour of my ruined life, my guilt and cross upon your shoulder, in my place you suffered, dead and died. You rose the grave and death upon earth. You broke the bonds of sin and shame. You rose the grave and death upon earth. You broke my bonds of sin and shame. Oh Lord, my rock. Bonds of sin. glory to your name. May all my days bring glory to your name.
Ruth Fazal, the audio that we sent you, David?
Yep.
We can maybe put that on, and perhaps after that Sally would have been connected, we don't know. Psalm 91 we've all been devouring, haven't we? But this is just a different, fairly beautiful rendition.
As you dwell in the shelter of the Most High, you will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because she holds fast to me in love, I will deliver her. I will protect her because she knows my name. When she calls to me, I will answer her. I will be with her in trouble. I will rescue her and honor her. With long life, I will satisfy her and show her my salvation.
Yes, you're on, Sally.
Yes, thank you. Yes, it's just as you were leading the praise and the worship, and particularly Sarah was sharing earlier, I just heard the Lord say, I felt him say that I am bringing many home, at this time of lockdown, including some of those in our own families whom we have prayed for years, oft with many tears. This is a time in which many are calling, many are reaching out, many are searching, and they are finding me.
In his arms, with some more Ruth Fazal music, the violin music, please, David. We just rest, play it for as long as you like. And I haven't got any more songs tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. We can rest well, knowing that he's with us.
Thank you. I've just led to do a little sketch, and what I feel, just a minute, what I feel the Lord's doing with us, it's like we've come from all parts of even the other side of the world. There's somebody from America here, and like north, south, east and west, we've come from all over, and God's braiding us together. He's like weaving us together. He's making us like this amazing weaving, this braided, like plaiting us together. And it's unbreakable with him. Like we're being plaited with him. We're being braided with him into this beautiful whatever it is. He knows what it is.
Unmute himself.
David, have you muted yourself?
Yes, I have. Sorry about that. Just saying that Isaiah 40, verse 31, picks up exactly on what Rosie has just been sharing. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. The Hebrew there for wait implies some kind of twisting or braiding. And so there's a sense in which what the Lord's doing is he's taking us. And if you were to actually take a piece of, like, you know, the nylon rope that you sometimes use as boundaries, take a piece of that rope, and instead of pulling the ends apart, just push them together so that the braids begin to separate. And you begin to see how each one bites into the other when the tension is on. And as we are bound together, braided together with the Lord, then there's a tremendous strength imparted from the Lord to us. And the closer we are to him, the more the strength is imparted. It's a beautiful picture.
Anita, you can speak.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise. as the music was, Ruth Faisal's play was playing, I just started to draw, and I felt like the Lord was saying, I know that was a very tranquil sort of piece, really, but I felt the Lord was just showing that when, remember the psalm says when all his billows went over my head, and he sank right down into the deep, into the depths. But the Lord was there, and that is a pit. Just for me, it's like whatever this, whatever that happens, whatever takes place in our lives, however far down we go, however far down we might sink at times, the Lord will lift us, and he will put our feet upon a rock. And so I just wanted to share that as well. Thank you.
Oh, Okay. It's getting late now. Someone has suggested that if anybody wants to pray for longer, we could create a breakout room and you can go into that room and pray together. But I need my beauty sleep. We'll have to turn this off eventually because I've got to turn it on at 6 tomorrow morning. But even so, if you want to have a breakout room, just put your hand up and I'll create a little room and put you there. And then the rest we can just sort of filter away. All right, I think we're all too tired. But then that should mean you'll be up nice and fresh tomorrow for 7 o'clock for our prayer meeting before the main meeting. So does somebody want to close in prayer? David?
Which David?
You.
Okay. All right, let's pray. Father, how utterly amazing it is for us to realize that although the world has got us all going around repeating its slogans and saying we're all in this together, the great reality is, Father, that we're all in it together, but we're not all in it together in the same way. You have made a total universe of difference to the way that people handle this crisis. Because when we know that you are the Lord who has his fingers in everything, when we know that you know all things and that nothing is hidden from your sight, when we know that coronavirus didn't take you by surprise, but that you took the world by surprise. When we know, O Lord God, that you are the sovereign ruler of the universe, that you uphold everything by your powerful word, so we know that a word from you would stop this virus in its tracks. But for reasons we don't fully understand with our little minds, your great mind has a purpose and a target that you're aiming at that we can't quite see yet. But you are good and only do good. You are righteous in all your ways. And you will never owe any of us an explanation for what you do. We bless and praise you, Father, that we don't live by explanations. We live by promises. We live because we count on your character, and we have in our own experience proved you faithful. Indeed, we know that if we are faithless, you remain faithful, for you cannot deny yourself. You're the unchanging one, the one who never casts a shadow by turning. So we bless you for your consistency and your constancy. We bless you that our security lies not just in the things that you can do, but in the wonderful things you cannot do. You cannot lie. You cannot be faithless. We bless you and praise you, Father, that we are completely and utterly secure in you. And we can say that knowing that, as your servant Charles Spurgeon said, if in his day the cholera was to take him, instant death would be instant glory. And so our trust in you is complete, Father. Like Daniel's friends in the furnace, we will not bow to the gods of Babylon. Because if you don't keep us from the furnace, you'll keep us in it. And so we pray, Lord God, in these days that you would bind us together as a people whose testimony is not to ourselves, but to you, and that our lives would become representations of your goodness and righteousness. Lord, we ask that if you need to humble us and correct us and rebuke us and break our hearts if need be, you will just do what has to be done. For we want you to have full control of this conference and of all that happens in our lives. We don't want to come to this conference, Lord, and go away in exactly the condition that we came in. We want you to be completely and utterly able, with our gratitude, to mold and shape our lives any way you choose. Father, we believe that there's a harvest ripe for the taking, right in front of us right now. And there may be restrictions on our movements and our freedom, but the word of God is not chained and never will be. So we pray that you would give us creative and wonderful ways of reaching our lost world with the gospel. Thank you for the hunger that's growing in people's hearts. Father, we know that in crisis, people often flock into churches and look for comfort. And sometimes that's short-lived once things begin to get reasonably normal again. But we pray, Father, right now, that what's going on in people's hearts would receive so much grace and mercy from you that they would not give up the search for the hope that they need, that they would not comfortably settle back into old routines, but that you would light a fire in them that will not be put out, and a hunger that only you can satisfy. Lord, you are the giver of the bread, but you're also the giver of the hunger. And we pray, Lord, that you would impart a mighty hunger these days, that the world will be shown incapable of satisfying. May it be so for your glory, Lord. So as we go off to sleep tonight, we pray that you would give us a great refreshment. And we pray for the dear saints that we know who are struggling right now with very, very real issues, with parents that are really in a sad place, with children that they're afraid for. But Lord, whatever is troubling your people tonight, we pray that they would discover the rock beneath their feet. So often, Lord, we just need to be reminded of what you have already done for us, so that we put our trust in you afresh for this latest demand, this latest challenge. Thank you for igniting our worship tonight. Thank you for the reality of all that's happening here, Father. This is maybe happening in a strange context now with digital technology, but the worship is real, the fellowship is real. We love you and we love each other, and we pray that you would make this a very, very rich diet of fellowship and growth together in your holy purposes and for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.